This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. As I always like to say, join us for another session of sanity. I say sanity because we're not, I don't just spew crazy stuff. I give you the truth. I give you the stuff you need to deal with. I even tell you most of the time where you can go find it. I give you the facts and let you sit there and scratch your own head. Because that's what I do most of the time. When I'm getting ready for the show and I read some of these stories, I get some of the facts behind it that I'm going to talk about. It's just amazing to me. And you sit there and have to say to yourself, this can't be true. This can't be. This has to be. I don't even know if they're around anymore. The old Onion story. You know, the Onion publication. You're going, this is going to be one of those Onion publications. It's not. We've gotten worse and worse and worse. And I just find it amazing. I don't know if you guys know this, but in a recent article, they show that for the first time in U.S. history, I'm sorry, for the first time in decades in U.S. history, you ready for this? IQ scores have plummeted. Anybody surprised? I'm not surprised, not in the least. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Sony Schmidt joins me. She does every week. What are you shaking your head for?
I know my IQ.
I think my IQ went down just from arguing with people with lower IQ.
Exactly. What did I say earlier? You argue with a 3-year-old long enough, you don't know which one is the 3-year-old.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. It's
that's what we're faced against every day when we look at the news, when we read the headlines. We're going, what are we why are we talking about this? A man can have a baby, a man can chest feed, compete
impossible.
Against women in sports. What else do we? I mean, it's such insanity, and it really, honestly, I believe it's a small percentage of people who are pushing this on. I don't think it's more than 27%. But we are. It's just like in school when we're in elementary school. There aren't a lot of bullies, but we make them giants in our own heads, and. If we stood up against them, we would tackle that problem immediately. And it's the same with our country and our nation.
Well, don't go past that so fast.
Okay.
This is an argument I have with people on a regular basis. You know, recently the argument I'm having, or the back and forth with the NAACP leader locally, and I've had people say to me, "You know what? Drop it. Leave it alone." They're not right, so whatever. And I go, it's not even that fact. And I don't even care if three people are following her on Twitter, and she's, the bottom line was, why should I let her get away with giving misinformation? Why should I do that? I'm part of the problem at that point, am I not?
It's so weird when to know when to just go, again, you're arguing with a 3-year-old, or... or keep arguing with the 3-year-old and try to expose them as the 3-year-olds they are. That's a personal decision. I don't have the time and the energy. In most cases, it's like, for me, I go so far, and then, you know, and you have to, you'll decide what that point is for you. After you, you know, I think it's really important for you to say what you need to say. One of the problems that we have for people who are righteous is that we don't say what we have to say. But I think once you've said what you have to say, then you let the chips fall where they may. It's like arguing with a 3-year-old. At some point you go to your room.
I don't think you go, you know, I don't think you go back and forth with, you know, 20 volleys back and forth. But I do think if you let lies go unchallenged,
you can't do that. We can't. That's how we got here.
Agreed. Totally agreed.
That's how we got here. People, righteous people, have gotten exactly where they are by not speaking up, not standing up, not knowing even what they stood for. And then now we're like, our hair was on fire, going, how did we get here? Because you kind of did nothing. Yep. So, yes, no,
exactly.
I do.
Just like that, what's going on up north right now with the here in California with the detransitioning rally. And
right. We should have seen this coming.
Well, but these people have been through it, right? They're detransitioning. They've already been through it. People who've never been through it, never been cut on, never taken a pill to stop their, you know, hormones or whatever it is. You think about that. They're the ones telling the ones that have been through it that they're wrong and they're lying. Is that really the mental state that we're in?
Listen, there's a group of people who tell me what I should feel as a black person. So why is this any different?
Do you ever feel like looking at them, or have you ever done this and gone, oh my God, I was wondering what that was? Thank you so much, Mr. White Person,
for telling me
how I should feel. I appreciate that so much.
Exactly. If you hadn't told me what my title should be, I've been floundering in the wind.
Remember Drew? You remember Drew Carey's a bit about the hamburger, the cheeseburger? And
no.
He said he'd be sitting there and he'd be eating the cheeseburger. And he said somebody would walk up to him and go, hey, you know, that's really not good for you. You know, that'll kill you. It'll clog you. And he goes, yeah, I put out my cigarette and I put down the cheeseburger. And I go, oh, God, thank you so much for telling me that, because I had no clue in the world that this hamburger could kill me. Why don't you just leave me alone? You know? I thought those were great lines.
It's great.
All right. We're going to go for commercial. When we come back, I want to talk about, what is it, the Grammys, the Oscars? What's coming up? Grammys?
Oh, my gosh. Really? Okay.
I am. You're the expert in entertainment. So we'll be back in a few minutes. People don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe, this is your host, Joe. It's great to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE. 855-732-5562. Listen, get on board. Get going. Get information and get going. It's the best thing you can do. So much appreciate your time with me. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. Sonya Schmidt joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time as well. And Sonya, always a pleasure.
Oops.
Hey, I want to talk to you about that stuff that you know so much more about than I do. And what is it? What's coming up? Is it this Sunday or next Sunday? The Grammys coming
up? Beats me.
Huh?
Beats me.
Really? I thought you were into this this whole.
I haven't watched a Grammy or a or an Oscar. I haven't even watched a Country Music Award.
I don't know what any of these are. I don't know the difference between an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, a Frankie,
all right, so an Oscar,
Johnny.
Oscar is film, Emmy is TV. That's the only difference. You know, and then they have a bunch of other ones like the People's Choice and the MTV Toys, and they've been able to branch these things
and
out.
And we only see the big names, right? Because I mean, those awards, they're already going for like an hour or two before, because they're giving awards to the videographers and all that other garbage too, don't they?
Yeah, there's a lot. It's like, you know, the, I don't want to say the customers aren't big, but no, they start off real small, and then they build the latter hours, or, you know, then it gets the director, actress, co-star. I don't know. You're asking. Yes, I am in. I was in Hollywood. I was not of Hollywood.
Well, good. Well,
I don't really know.
Right? I get a kick out of it only because, you know, everybody makes such a big deal about these awards.
But I will say,
I'm kind of glad they're dying away. But
it goes up and down in terms of the ratings, but they're never very good. But I will say that I was listening. I just thought of this as you said this, because I was half asleep last night. But I was listening to Ben Shapiro's assessment of the nominees for Best Picture, and I have to agree with him. So he said that, and Robert, if you're out there, remember I told you this, All Quiet on the Western Front is probably one of the best things that I have seen. It's an adaptation of a book, of course.
Right. It's a movie. I saw it. Yeah.
You saw the latest? It's really good, right?
I didn't see the latest. I mean,
one that's nominated. We're not talking. The one that's nominated now for the Academy Award, the Oscars, this year, All Quiet on the Western Front. Such an incredible adaptation. And then the other one I agreed with was, and I completely forgot, but it'll come to me at some point. But, All Quiet on the Western Front. Really very good. Oh, okay. And it was Top Gun Maverick.
Oh, yeah,
but
yeah.
It's not going to win. But they had to put it in there because it
was the highest grossing,
highest grossing movie.
It's amazing to me.
Right, so they had to throw it in.
And all the film critics were ripping it apart.
Oh, they ripped it apart so much, Joe, that I didn't even want to go see it until I realized, oh, they're ripping it apart. It must be good. And it was. It was fantastic. All my grandchildren saw it. My liberal children saw it and went, this is really good. Okay. Those were the only two. I mean, there's been some others that were nominated. I've seen them. Best Picture, I don't think so. But I know Top Gun is not going to make it. All Quiet, I don't think so either. But I don't think it's going to make it, but it should.
Well, anything that goes against their narrative isn't going to
happen.
Exactly. Right?
Exactly. They'd rather do Elvis. And I have to tell you that the guy that they chose to star as Elvis was amazing. He was amazingly talented, very entertaining. But they started putting all this makeup. And I don't, you know what? I don't remember. I wasn't a huge Elvis fan, but I don't remember him wearing, like, all this makeup. And I talked to my daughter about it, and she said, oh, she just thought he was kind of like a, you know, like a trans, or not even a trans, but some guy who, and I was like, no, he was a pretty man, but I don't think that
you didn't get much more manly than he was.
Right, exactly, that's what I told him. He was just a manly, pretty man, just happened to be a good looking dude. So once I started watching it, and I was past the entertainment value, when I started seeing what they were doing with his makeup, I had to turn it off. You know, it just didn't appeal to me after a certain point. I can't think
you
of
think
this,
they, you think they were trying?
Yes, okay. I do. From all working right. in the industry, yes, I do. Look, there are many images or people in history that when Hollywood gets a hold of them, they try to change what are they saying about Jesus? He was a, he's a cis, no, not cis. They're saying he's bi-gender.
No, he was non-gender. He was
non-gender.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and they, you know, and that's not even new news. They did that years ago with, not Passion of the Christ, but another, the Willem Dafoe movie about Christ. They have to.
Always.
They always have to twist it.
Do you remember the Left story? There were two movies that came out almost exactly at the same time called Noah. Remember?
Oh, my gosh.
Remember that? So one of the stories was true to biblical form. And
I don't even remember the
one. The second story came out, and it was the reason God flooded the earth, or Mother Nature. But they used God, but they kind of referred, right? Was because we were not treating the planet properly.
So
I guess we're driving too many cars or burning too much flesh or doing something.
I'm such a glutton. I wanted to watch that movie so bad because I just absolutely... Russell Crowe was in the version that you're just talking about. And after Gladiator, I'm pretty much watching anything he's in. But let's just leave it at that. But so what I do believe, I could be wrong, but I believe they brought, like, aliens and Martians or something into that story. And I'm like, I got to go. This is so not biblical. But it's what...
it's what they do.
It's Hollywood. They're so not biblical. So
remember something. The devil doesn't change things 180 degrees. He just adds a little, takes a, you know, a little bit away from God's word here and there.
Gives it a little taste.
Right? So anyway, we'll talk about this on the other side of the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Sonia Schmidt in just a few minutes.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The man convicted of killing college student Kristen Smart in California is receiving his sentence. Judge sentenced Paul Flores to 25 years to life in prison. Dan Dow, San Luis Obispo County DA, says justice was served.
Today's guilty verdict provides some sense of justice for Kristen.
Smart was 19 years old when she disappeared in 1996. Her body has never been found. A growing number of retirees are considering unretirement.
That's according to a study from Paychex. People
out of the workforce for an average of 4 years, like Veronica Primus, lists needing more money as one of the top reasons.
The cost of everything that's going up, food, that's when gas went up a lot, and just repair costs.
Labor statistics show the workforce participation rate was nearly 26% in 2021, and has expected to climb. I'm Dave Collins.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Welcome to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855. Oops. Real Joe, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. And the way you do that is you get informed. Really is that simple. You know, I love sharing stupid stuff with you people, little things that I do. And so I had to rebuild a computer piece that went bad. So I had to rebuild the system that picks the shots and all that other stuff. And I was stupid enough to put the buttons in different places than where they've been for the last 3 years. So now I'm taking twice as long to press the right buttons to make things happen because I'm pressing all the wrong buttons. Why? Because they're in the wrong places. Men are creatures of habit. I hate to admit to that, but it's true. Men are creatures of habit. We like things a certain way. We like everything in the place that it was yesterday, and it makes life so much easier. So next time you guys, you ladies, you look at your man, and you think he's doing something different because he wants to, because you moved it, no, he's just extremely confused. It's really that simple. Sonny Smith joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me, and yeah, we are creatures of habit. I'm telling you, man. Although, that works out well in a relationship because we always come home to the same person. Yeah. Just saying. Go ahead.
Okay.
I can see it. I can see them words crossing across your lips. Go ahead. Go ahead. Call me a name. I don't care.
I ain't saying nothing. Listen, a lot of guys don't, and a lot of women don't. And I just say that, and if we all played fairly,
can we just
I am just
along?
Shocked.
Can we just get along? Anyway, go ahead.
Can we all just get along? I'm not just telling you, in our community, which will remain nameless.
Thank you.
There's a lot of bone chicky womb womb that's going on.
Yes, there is.
In this town that I was too naive to understand until somebody pointed out to me what was happening.
Oh, okay.
So
the person who pointed it out to you won't be named either, right?
No, absolutely not. And I later understood why. It's because she was a part of the own chicken. Well, yeah. So listen, you know what? We all have our flaws.
But truly, it's always the people that you kind of least expect. Expect to do those things, you know?
I've just come to the conclusion that I'm too naive to be out in public, so I stay in my bedroom and I just, like, watch the Steve Bannon show.
You know,
not even that.
This is a local story, but nobody really will know about it. So there was a political operative who was married, and there was a woman that was trying to really get into the political, you know, flow in the area that we live in. And the two of them were working together.
Okay.
And this is not his wife, not married. And the two of them were working together. And after a while, my wife and the wife of a friend of mine, because we were working in the same areas, said, those two got something going on. And myself and my buddy looked at them and said, you're crazy. Are you? He's married and she's this and this is this and this is just how politics works. And they go, okay, sure. And every time we'd be somewhere, they would let us know that. And ultimately, those two ended up together. We had to eat crow. We have no clue, ladies. Seriously.
No, I'm so naive and I'm such a romantic. And that's why I quit. Like, I just, like, excuse myself from the whole romantic scene because most people don't see things the way I do.
Right.
So it ain't going to work out that way. It's so sad.
Okay, talk about real romance here. Would you shoot your man?
Shantiri
Weems, she shot her husband several times. And I want to know, you guys, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you the details here. And I want to know if you guys think that she should go free. Shantine Weems shot her husband twice after she learned that he had molested children at the daycare center that she owned. She's received 4 years in jail for assault.
Oh, no.
And, you know, when you read down what actually happened, the husband, a former police officer, thank God, is charged with 33 counts of rape and child sex crimes. So I'm sitting here as a guy that always screams, you follow the law, you do the law, you do the right thing, what have you. And I'm looking at this going, I think they should let her go on parole with, aggravated assault charges, and that's it. I can't imagine. If that was one of my kids, she wouldn't be in jail. I would have been in jail for murder.
I'm sorry. I may have missed this. What city and state is this?
Good question. You realize I'm the male.
I'm so sorry because
detail is not our best thing here. Let me look.
If this were California, I would say I could see how she got thrown in jail. But if she's from a normal place, I can't see why she's in jail. As a businesswoman. Okay, and I don't know the law, but I may play one on television, but I would think that this guy ruined her business. All right.
Oh, it's Baltimore.
Oh, well, hello. Baltimore?
Baltimore, yeah.
Bless her heart. Yeah, I know she was very emotional about this. It's her business and it's her husband. And it's children.
Okay, she was a little premeditated on this because she kind of she got him to a swanky hotel in D.C., you know, said, come on down, honey. We're going to have a nice night together kind of thing.
Oh, she invited him over. Oh, she was, like, luring him.
And then she shot him. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't bring any little kids with me, but I've got this 9mm that should serve its purpose.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's her husband, so that is not luring him in. That is a husband and a wife having an intimate moment together. I think that where are the feminists pulling together funds to get her out of jail and to support her? I don't understand. I don't. You know what people will do is say there should be gun laws.
33 kids. Let's not get away from that. He molested. I'm sorry. He's been accused of molesting 33 kids. Kids.
Yeah.
I mean, what would you do if you? You know,
pretty much, I'd be in the
brains
same.
Out to build a business, one that you have to have trust and integrity. you know?
And that's your husband, someone who you loved and trusted. I think I'd be in the same position she's in, and I would not appreciate women turning their, women who claim that they're feminists, turning their backs on me. And I thought being a woman also cared about children. So there's so many reasons why, you know, people should be at least hearing her side of the story. I don't know everything, and I love trial stories. You know me.
I know. You'll be all over that.
Watch the whole doggone thing. So, I want to hear everything.
Yep.
But based on what you just told me, there's some love.
So she said she went there, and her goal was going to be to kill him and then kill herself because she was so
distraught. Yeah, I understand
distraught.
She said that
him supposedly, had spent a good part of their lives actually rescuing kids that had been abused.
Because these kids
were already abused, and he was taking advantage of kids that were abused.
Ew.
Yeah, he's scum.
That's why. Ooh.
True pawn scum.
If she don't get off, then there's nothing right in the world. But, you know, I'm willing to listen to the trial. I would love to listen to that whole trial.
I know you will.
But if she loses, there's nothing right in the world.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. You know, I mean, again, it's one of those things where you sit and go, it's one thing to, you know, premeditate, go through, for no reason at all, really. You just decided you don't no longer want to live with this person. But she was distraught over the fact of what he did to those kids.
It's just amazing. She loved him.
Go ahead.
But I'm willing to be open. I will listen to the trial. Listen, my liberal sister cops me to the fact that the McMartin trials was
I remembered those. Yeah.
I always thought that it was right straight down the line.
All right, hold on. We're going for a break. The McMartin trials. Oh, God, you're really making me feel old, aren't you? Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. Right back with the Joe Mazzini Show.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold. And believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads.
Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-732-5566. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. The way you do that is you get informed, okay? And if you listen to the show, you'll get informed because, no, not from me. I bring on the people that have a clue. Sonja Smith joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me as well. You know, Sonja, I just, having a good time. You know, hey, the storm's up. We got another storm coming in. I'm sure we'll catch all that water. We'll be out of the drought for the next 100 years.
Well, Newsom won't know about it.
Yeah, I know, right? Although, don't you love the fact that he hid and went on vacation?
Yeah.
And he came back with what? COVID.
That's what I heard. But you know what? I bet it was nice and testy where he was.
Oh, I'm sure. No question about it.
Yeah. Baja California. But my church is going up to help dig people out of their homes because our government's not doing it.
They're going to have to get up there. I mean, they're not letting people up there either.
That's true. That's true. So I don't know how they're going to do that, but I know that there's a call to action that says that they're going to try to get up there with shovels and save these people.
Well, if they'll let them up there, they should go up with gas-powered snowblowers.
punk, so.
Yeah, and watch do some lose his mind. Bad.
You know what? It's not, and it's not what we're used to. Okay, we're not used to 40 feet of snow.
No.
No, it's not. But if your elected leaders go and they're getting a tan somewhere else, you know, it's like the Buttigieg's.
Oh, you know what I call them?
Just rule.
You know what I call them, right?
No.
Butter cheeks.
I know. I love that, by the way. But anyway. You know what? There's more people who died up here, which I just found out. There's more people who died because of the snowstorm than people of other places that were.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, that's a good number of people who died for no flippin' reason.
Right? I mean, he knew it was coming.
Knew it was coming.
What did he do to have his people get ready for it? That's what I want to know. What orders did he leave before he left the state? And what's he doing for them when he gets back? You know, I love this. State of emergency he's put in effect for those counties. Now he'll get money for more money.
Right. That's what I'm looking for. It was, and to your, the answer to your question, it was the see you wouldn't want to be a clause. It was, he found out.
I'm amazed at all this stuff. And the fact that we've been dumbed down to the point where we even consider it to be real. And when I say.
Exactly.
When I say we, I mean the collective we.
I agree. I understand what you're saying.
I'm just amazed at it, you know, so.
But those people—they died. They were there. They weren't even considered. This is what we deal with. And yet, this coiffed hair, shiny teeth, perfectly dressed dude is going to run for president.
Well, I think name recognition is high. Approval rating is not. And hopefully we can keep getting that message out across the country as to how bad
Good luck with the mainstream media.
Again, to my point, I hung myself on this one and said, we've been so dumbed down, these people, I mean, they would elect Satan if he gave a different name and a good haircut. You know?
It's so funny because when I am transitioning to another state.
Wait a minute,
and
what?
A state.
I'm sorry. Andrew, we'll make it clear in case somebody didn't hear you right.
State, not snake, but when I go there and I talk to them about California and they go, what's going on in California? So it really shocks me that people nationwide don't know how bad it is here and why, you know, because same token, I have a realtor there who goes, every other phone call we get is from people from California. And I'm like, dude, doesn't that tell you something? So, yeah.
So, let's have some fun with this.
No.
There's people up north now that are really pounding on the state to get to the reparations. Because, first
of all... In California?
Yes.
Okay, good.
They don't believe that they're ever going to see their money that they're owed because the state is still run by white people. So they don't really see anything happening. It's a zero-sum game, they said, so they're not very optimistic. They go on to basically say that they have been promised this. Newsom's been working on it for 2 years. They really don't want to make it happen. And, you know, the article is pretty long, but you know, here they are complaining that they're not getting their money owed to them. I'm sorry. We don't owe them any money, number one. Number two is why is California only being saddled with these quote-unquote reparations? And number three is it just the color of the skin? Or are you going to have to prove that your great-great-great-grandmother and grandfather were slaves and how it hurts you, Dr.
Yeah,
you know,
well,
Stevens?
That's the devil in the details. Trust me, that's going to be there. Because I would love to be the first one to sign up to say, these ignorant... You know, but it's sad because it's not...
Does Obama get a half a check? How does that work? Anyway, all right, go ahead.
I wish that liberals were going to have to... Oh, gosh, I'm trying to... The people who support this, right. I wish they were the ones who would have to pay for this, but that's not the case. We are...
So wait a minute. Let's clarify something so we don't have to keep... When we talk about liberal, okay, we're not talking to necessarily about the traditional liberal, the JFK liberal.
No, not classical.
That's different.
No.
Okay?
No, that's different. Right. I'm saying anybody who supports this,
right,
let them pay for it. If they think I want to... If they think that I... But you know the devil is going to be in the details. I'm going to, as a black person, I'm going to have to jump through hoops to prove when it all comes to pass that I deserve these reparations. It's going to make them look like the good guys. And I ain't never going to get that money. Nor do I... It's an insult. It's an insult that I should ever get that money. I have every opportunity to do well in this country without somebody having to pay me. Or California never approved of slavery.
Again, right? It's like they're paying you for your... I don't even know. I mean, how does this feel good to
you
someone?
Don't know. Don't try to wrap your head around it. You don't know.
Thank you.
I don't deserve any money from history. Okay? Yeah, there's been other groups and that have gotten reparations, and I don't know, but me personally, now look, if they want to drop thousands of dollars into my checking account, I ain't going to turn it down. That's because I'm a sellout. But
hey, if they're giving it out, I want some.
If they're giving it out, I want me some. If you're stupid enough to do that, if you're doing that, and I know they're doing that for a vote, cool. I'll take the money, but I'm still not going to vote for you. But there's a lot of people who will. You have to understand that this is about buying votes. I think that's where I was going with this. There's people... this is about buying votes.
Yeah.
It's so sad where we've become.
There's another group that is that is putting together a commission, coalition, whatever, because apparently our tax code, our IRS, now I want you to think about this, our IRS tax code is racist because black people, black couples, pay more in taxes than white couples. Okay?
Why?
But what they're saying here is when you read between the lines, that people that are black couples that are filing taxes, I'm trying to say this the right way so I don't screw it up, okay? They're not married. And because they're not married, they're paying more in taxes even though we're couples. So they're trying to twist that code.
That's
and say,
with
well,
everybody.
Thank you. But the problem is there's more white couples that are married, so it's not fair. And I'm sitting here going, just get the piece of paper, make it happen. You've been together for 12 years. What the heck?
Because it's easier to say you're racist.
Anyway, I love it. Then one guy steps up and says, hey, a black married couple with the same basic facts that a white married couple has, same amount of kids, same kind of, you know, area, same, okay, there is virtually
no difference
in the taxes they pay.
No difference.
So this is kind of more proof that they go looking. When I say they, I'm not necessarily talking about the black community. I'm talking about those Democrats who want to make everything about racism. They go looking for these issues that they think they can step out of.
But here's the best thing for black people, and it's the same thing that Thomas Sowell said, who's lambasted for this.
Love that guy.
So love him that he's a villain in our community. Finish high school.
Oh, yeah.
Don't have children before you're married. What else did he say?
You're right. Finish school. Don't have children before you're
married. And then
you're,
now you're on the same level playing
right.
field.
Sonja Schmidt.
I didn't do any of those things, and look at me.
Yeah, but look at all the garbage you had to go through to get where you are today.
To get where... Oh, my goodness.
Got to go. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Sonja Schmidt with us next week. God bless, people. I'll be back for another hour. Good luck to you.
Any minute.